Breeding sites. The sky was growing darker. Thunder rumbled in the distance. Grant and the others leaned in the doors of the Jeep, staring at the screen on the dashboard.
Breeding sites?
Wu said over the radio.
Nests, Grant said.
Assuming the average clutches 8 to 12 hatching eggs, these data would indicate the Compies have 2 nests. The Raptors have 2 nests. The Authies have 1 nest. And the Hipsies and the Mayas have 1 nest each.
Where are these nests?
We'll have to find them, Grant said. Dinosaurs build their nests in secluded places.
But why are there so few big animals, Wu said. If there is a Maya nest of 8 to 12 eggs, there should be 8 to 12 new Mayas, not just one.
That's right, Grant said. Except that the raptors and the compies that are loose in the park are probably eating the eggs of the bigger animals, and perhaps eating the newly hatched young as well.
But we've never seen that, Arnold said over the radio.
Raptors are nocturnal, he said. Is anyone watching the park at night? There was a long silence. I didn't think so, Grant said.
It still doesn't make sense, Wu said. You can't support 50 additional animals on a couple of nests of eggs.
No, Grant said. I assume they are eating something else as well. Perhaps small rodents, mice and rats. There was another silence.
Let me guess, Grant said.
When you first came to the island, you had a problem with rats. But as time passed, the problem faded away.
Yes, that's true.
And you never thought to investigate why?
Well, we just assumed, Arnold said.
Look, Wu said, the fact remains all the animals are female. They can't breed.
Grant had been thinking about that. He had recently learned of an intriguing West German study that he suspected held the answer.
When you made your dinosaur DNA, Grant said, you were working with fragmentary pieces, is that right?
Yes, Wu said.
In order to make a complete strand, were you ever required to include DNA fragments from other species?
Occasionally, yes, Wu said. It's the only way to accomplish the job. Sometimes we included avian DNA from a variety of birds, and sometimes reptilian DNA.
Any amphibian DNA, specifically frog DNA?
Possibly, I'd have to check.
Check, Grant said. I think you'll find that holds the answer.
Malcolm said, frog DNA? Why frog DNA?
Gennaro said impatiently, listen, this is all very intriguing, but we're forgetting the main question. Have any animals gotten off the island?
Grant said, we can't tell from these data.
Then how are we going to find out?
There's only one way I know, Grant said. We'll have to find the individual dinosaur nests, inspect them, and count the remaining egg fragments. From that, we may be able to determine how many animals were originally hatched, and we can begin to assess whether any are missing.
Malcolm said, even so, you won't know if the missing animals are killed or dead from natural causes, or whether they have left the island.
No, Grant said, but it's a start. And I think we can get more information from an intensive look at the population graphs.
How are we going to find these nests?
Actually, Grant said, I think the computer will be able to help us with that.
Can we go back now? Lex said. I'm hungry.
Yes, let's go, Grant said, smiling at her. You've been very patient.
You'll be able to eat in about 20 minutes, Ed Regis said, starting toward the two land cruisers.
I'll stay for a while, Ellie said, and get photos of the stego with Dr. Harding's camera. Those vesicles in the mouth will have cleared up by tomorrow.
I want to get back, Grant said. I'll go with the kids.
I will too, Malcolm said.
I think I'll stay, Gennaro said, and go back with Harding in his Jeep with Dr. Sattler.
Fine, let's go.
They started walking.
Malcolm said,
why exactly is our lawyer staying?
Grant shrugged. I think it might have something to do with Dr. Sattler.
Really? The shorts, you think?
It's happened before, Grant said.
When they came to the land cruisers, Tim said, I want to ride in the front one this time with Dr. Grant.
Malcolm said, unfortunately, Dr. Grant and I need to talk.
I'll just sit and listen. I won't say anything, Tim said.
It's a private conversation, Malcolm said.
Tell you what, Tim, Ed Regis said. Let them sit in the rear car by themselves. We'll sit in the front car, and you can use the night vision goggles. Have you ever used night vision goggles, Tim? They're goggles with very sensitive CCDs that allow you to see in the dark.
Neat, he said, and moved toward the first car.
Hey, Lex said, I want to use it too.
No, Tim said.
No fair, no fair. You get to do everything, Timmy.
Ed Regis watched them go and said to Grant, I can see what the ride back is going to be like. Grant and Malcolm climbed into the second car. A few raindrops spattered the windshield. Let's get going, Ed Regis said. I'm about ready for dinner, and I could do with a nice banana daiquiri.
What do you say, folks? Daiquiri sound good?
He pounded the metal panel of the car.
See you back at camp, he said,
and he started running toward the first car and climbed aboard.
A red light on the dashboard blinked. With a soft electric whir, the Land Cruiser started off.